Crivens, I completely forgot about wee Dickie.
My nephew is missing.
No, he's not.
Oh, you found Dick? Oh, thank heaven.
Oh, shut your drivel, you big wittern Jesse. You're a disgrace to the wee free cloth, frolicking about in ponds with naked laddies with nae trousers on. We have indeed found him. And he told me a joke. We found him in the woods.
In the woods? Is he dead?
Not quite, but severely bloated. He was attacked by some hungry bampot who tried to eat him all up and do him like a dinner.
Great Scott.
Thank you.
But who would want to harm Dick?
Somebody who wanted to shut his face.
But Dick knows nothing about everything.
Do you know, we have a wee saying in Scotland. Oh. Oh, women, drock it and deek it and up way hay and take a wad doon in the nuts.
One can only imagine what that means.
Sometimes the things we don't know are the unknown knowns that we don't know we think we know, but others think we do.
Well, that's easy for you to say, Inspector. But is it idle to speculate since Dick can no longer speak?
I have an Indian gentleman who specializes in recovering memoirs by the name of Deepak Rushdie Obi Ben Kingsley. Perhaps wee Dickie might remember something when he comes out his coma.
But when will he wake up?
Who knows? A few weeks, a few months, a few years, perchance.
Years, but whatever shall we do?
We must all go to Italy at once. To Italy, to Italy. Oh yes, let's go to Italy, where painters paint so prettily on ceilings there, where everyone talks wittily and no one argues bitterly, and we'll be free to really have some feelings there.
Let's leave this soggy English rain and go to Italy by train to visit Florence, Venice, and then Rome again. We'll wine and dine till we are sick, and we won't have to think of Dick, at least until we finally come home again.
Italia!
Stand Italians, they wear big gold medallions and act like bloody stallions, all the waiters there. Tagliatelle, vermicelli, it all gets on my Nelly, and as far as I'm concerned, they're pasta baiters there.
Italia!
Don't include the Borgias, for they make me slightly nauseous when I read of them. Romeos and Cinderellas say buongiorno and ciao bellas, and they have umbrellas should I feel the need of them.
Italia!
Was not built in a day, though actually it looks that way. The Roman Empire was, of course, the power there. There's a geezer came from Pisa by the name of Julius Caesar. He was a little bent, but then so is the tower there.